1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. ABC News has learned the Justice Department sent former President Trump a target letter indicating he's the subject of a grand jury investigation in his alleged mishandling of classified documents. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Miami.
He says that he has not been told that an indictment is imminent, but he didn't say one way or the other whether he had actually received the target letter. But by now, it's almost immaterial. There are signs that the special counsel, Jack Smith, has been winding down his investigation into the handling of classified material that was discovered at Mar-a-Lago and may well be ready to make charging decisions involving Trump and possibly others.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak met today at the White House and reaffirmed support for Ukraine. Both also pledged to address the climate crisis. Joran van der Sloot has landed in the U.S. to face extortion charges related to the disappearance and death of Natalie Holloway. This is ABC News. A knife attack left at least 8 people injured, including several children, near a playground in the French Alps.
A medevac chopper picking up those with the most serious wounds. Among those attacked, very young children who were out in their playground by an elementary school in the town of Annecy. The alleged attacker is in custody, a person reportedly unknown to authorities. Meanwhile, in Paris, lawmakers interrupted a debate to hold a moment of silence for the victims, President Macron describing it as an attack of absolute cowardice. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
86-year-old Pope Francis is recovering and doing well after undergoing surgery. Doctors repaired a hernia. Actor Jay Johnston, known for his roles in Arrested Development, Anchorman, and Bob's Burgers, has been arrested and charged with crimes in connection to the January 6th riot. The 54-year-old was arrested in Los Angeles. He was released on $25,000 bond. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only one fish.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. The USDA's National Drought Monitor says that 88% of Wisconsin is abnormally dry and a quarter of the state is in moderate drought. And the part of the state in drought includes nearly all of Polk County, as well as parts of neighboring counties, as well as areas south of I-90 in southwestern Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says that over the next 6 to 10 days, the state will see continued above average temperatures and below normal precipitation. The Amory City Council voted 4-1 to reinstate Bethany Escrow. She is an administrative assistant to the police department who was fired in May in part for her role in Facebook posts critical of the city's government and employees. And a test well in the town of Campbell was free of PFAS contamination. The town's drinking water has previously tested for unsafe levels of PFAS. An engineering firm said the cost of a new well for the town would cost about $500,000. The town says it plans to work with the DNR and to seek grants to see if they can add a new deeper well for drinking water. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and then the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil. Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, sometimes radio is hard.
Come on, man. We make it look so easy. Good to see you, Crudy. Evan working hard on the board. Our fair audience. Happy Thursday. Happy Friday Eve.
You know
happy,
what?
Happy Trump. Trump what? Indictment watch. Tick, 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 baby.
Here's what I'm calling this one, though, Dom. It's the Art of the Deal Thursday edition. And in this case, Dom, once again, the Republicans have blinked at a big debt deal. The Republicans have blinked. And first, it was Kevin McCarthy in the caucus over on the House side. And if you've noticed, the House caucus is collapsing under the weight of, let's call it, governance? Question mark?
I don't know about governance. Whatever their little crew is over there. I mean, Kevin McCarthy barely elected Speaker of the House, and his Republicans, the hard right, the conservatives over there, apparently not too pleased about the debt deal. So what? They picked up their ball and went home. He said, send them home. They're not going to be working now till next week. They're going to continue to be a thorn in the side of McCarthy. Good luck with all of that.
Well, Don, we'll talk, federal issues in the happy hour. We got two fine guests packing it full. We got Bill Prest, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devils. And we got James Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of the Morning Cannolis across the Civic Media Network every Saturday morning night to 11 a.m. And they're going to just jam us full of super coolness in hour number two, Dom. But this hour is for you, the audience, to join us. And we're going to jam this one full of headlines, Dom. 844-967-2789. That's the phone number, the one you need to know if you want to join us. Also, quick show note, Dom. There's a shiny new app. It is literally just moments old, like minutes old, for the iOS, the Apple users. The Google people already had access to it. But now, it is an equal opportunity app. I have already updated the app. Super cool features. Check it out. I've always said, the real patriots listen to the Devil's Advocates and all the fine shows on Civic Media, on the Civic Media app. You know, like the Morning Cannolis and the Maggie Dawn Show. She comes after us just a little bit later tonight. Dom, let's get into it. Republicans blinked Robin Voss is making grandiose threats all week. And Tony Evers. Tony Evers wowed him. Tony Evers, he made a deal. I hope it sticks. Republican legislative leaders, Governor Evers, strike deal to avoid fiscal crisis in Milwaukee. Molly Beck and Allison Durr. Here's what's being reported, Tom. Republican legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Tony Evers, they've struck a deal to prevent Milwaukee from dropping off the fiscal cliff that includes more funding for local governments while also sending more public dollars to public, charter, and private voucher schools. I don't like that part, but, you know.
No, not at all.
Sounds like there's some horse trading going on here, Dom. In a sweeping agreement that will allow area leaders to raise sales tax revenue without a referendum. And that's the part I would say. Robin Voss? Voss blinked. Now, we know the Senate version, Devin LeMahieu and the Republican leadership on the Senate side, they never expressed that that was their point of view. But Voss had continually basically said, take it or leave it. Stick it to the people of Milwaukee to go raise their own taxes, not through their elected leaders, but through a specific referendum in a non-election year. They would have to go out.
That was almost bound to fail.
Seems like it was. Anyways, they've compromised them. They've made a sweeping deal. The agreement could take the form of more than one piece of legislation, according to Evers spokeswoman Britt Kutubek, but requires GOP lawmakers to send the governor measures that will spend $1 billion for K through 12 schools and raise payments for each student in private voucher schools and public charter schools. Among the provisions, Evers is requiring for his signature of the legislation, increasing state-imposed revenue limits by $325 per student over the 2 years, spending $30 million over 2 years for mental health services, increasing special education funding, and more money for school districts in rural areas. Yeah, that's an important part, Dom, because the Republicans were what, going to move on without Milwaukee if Milwaukee didn't suck it up and just agree to a referendum vote? A little bit more, and then maybe you can carry the heavy lumber, Dom. The deal also provides a 20% increase in state funding for local governments. That's the shared revenue component, right? It meets a long-sought goal of Evers of having the state funding cover two-thirds of school districts' cost. The agreement also achieves a key priority for Republicans by increasing payments to private voucher schools from $8,400 to $9,500 for K-12 students, K-8 students, and from $9,000 to $12,000 per high school student. Presumably, ooh, that's per year, per student.
There's your
per
tax
year.
Dollars going to subsidize the, what, religious schools? Because, you know, they're having a hell of a time. You know, not a lot of people are tithing these days. So they got to do something to get that money in their coffers. Remember, it's all tax-free to them. Continuing on from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The K-12 provisions are a compromise from Evers' original budget proposal, which would have increased revenue limits by $350 per student in the next school year, an additional $650 the following. Evers also proposed state reimbursement to 60% of schools' special education costs, but on Thursday agreed to a 33.3%. The agreement was announced Thursday afternoon by Evers and through a press conference held by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu. Quote, "For too long, our communities have been asked to do more with less, and this agreement is critical to ensure our local partners have the resources they need to meet basic and unique needs alike. After working through much of last night, I have reached a tentative agreement with both Majority Leader LeMahieu and Speaker Voss on major provisions of a compromise on shared revenue that will mean historic increases in support for our local communities across Wisconsin," Evers said in a statement announcing the deal. "This compromise will be transformative for our communities and our state. And coming to an agreement in principle on major parts of this proposal is a significant milestone in my negotiations with Republican leaders over the last few months."
This is a milestone. I don't recall any deal like in the last decade that's been bigger than this in a bipartisan fashion. I mean, maybe the Build Pfizer Forum, you know, you hooked a couple of Dems on with that. But I mean, this is actually to the benefit of all Wisconsin communities. And I don't recall a bigger deal. I mean, when you talk about a deal bringing both sides to the table, and really it's three points of view because it's the governor and it's the Senate and it's the assembly. So you got to satisfy two rounds of Republicans, right? So the fact that Tony Evers has shepherded this deal through, and I'm sure, you know, his team's done a lot of the behind the scenes negotiations, but A, it's a credit, and hear me say it, the Speaker Voss to Devin LeMahieu, those are the Republican leaders in the legislature. When's the last time they made a deal with this governor, period, on anything? What day of the week it was? Oh, we disagree with the governor. It's not Thursday. It's Friday Eve.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Well, before you start, you know what, congratulating the Republicans.
And here's Tony Evers.
And Tony Evers. Here's what the Republicans are bragging about. Again, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. GOP leaders said in a release that Republicans won the argument because the bill will guarantee that the new state revenue may only be used for police, fire, and EMS services. Quote, there are strict prohibitions on the use of funds for the Milwaukee sales tax funds, guaranteeing that they cannot be spent on frivolous things such as streetcars and woke diversity and equity initiatives, Voss said. Instead, they will be required to use the money to defray the cost of their failing pension system and increase the number of police officers on the street, keeping their community safe.
Any nice congratulatory things I said about Robin Voss? I freaking take it all back.
Take it all back, man. But continuing on, the deal allows the governing bodies, and this is the important part, I guess, the governing bodies in the city and the county to approve new sales taxes with a two-thirds majority vote of the Milwaukee Common Council for the city and the Milwaukee County Board for the county, which is, I guess, as you said, Curdy, a blank from Robin Voss, who wanted to put this out as a referendum. The mayor, Kevlar Johnson, said in a statement that even as a proposed remedy to the city's fiscal challenges is within reach, there are parts of the legislation he does not like. Yeah, you and me both, brother. There are aspects to this legislation I strongly object to. However, through the give and take, no party to these negotiations is completely satisfied with the final product. He said he would work with council members to address their concerns and encourage them to vote in favor of the sales tax. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, in a statement, thanked Evers, Voss, and LeMahieu, and said the county's dire finances must be addressed now. Quote, when you work on a bill as historic and far-reaching as this one, not everyone will get everything on their wish list, he said. Nevertheless, this deal helps our organization avoid the single biggest threat to achieving its goals and sets our region up for long-term success. He added, anyone who wants to see Milwaukee County avoid the reported service cuts or staff reductions and continue its journey to achieve race and health equity should support this deal.
Dominic, the deal also boosts the Milwaukee County sales tax. Under the deal, Milwaukee County can raise its current 0.5 by 0.4% for a total county tax of 0.9%. The legislation allows the city of Milwaukee to pursue a 2% tax. That's a change from the legislation passed by the state assembly. That provision had been a sticking point, right, Don, that they would have get the people of Milwaukee to sign off via referendum. Come back. It's the art of the deal. Why is it these Democrats have to show this supposed party of corporate leadership how you make a deal? And I take all the nice things back about Robin Voss. Everyone else seemingly made an effort here, but Voss had to be a D-bag to the end, didn't he?
Can't help it, man.
Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Dom, Crudy, E-Bone, you on the phones, 844-967-2789.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street?
Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 50. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 81. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 59. Highs level off around 78 Saturday with a chance for scattered storms. 69, mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15 Town Call. 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4 Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines with your take anytime. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to mention, I see Dave from Mequon. You'll be first in the queue, Dave. Be patient for just a minute longer. The rest of you, get behind Dave at 844-967-2789. I also want to bring up one more political headline. The gubernatorial candidate of the GOP is getting sued by a GOP activist. What's going on? There's a rift in the party, Dom. Molly Beck reporting.
I think you got that backwards, Crudy.
What's that?
Well, it's Michaels who's suing the activist, not the other way around.
Oh, my bad. Maybe I misread the headline. Let's see if I can do a little better with the beginning of the article. Former Republican candidate for governor Tim Michaels is suing a longtime GOP activist alleging libel and defamation after Michaels was accused of promising to give the man $100,000 to hold political events during the 2022 midterms. Michaels, who was defeated by Governor Tony Evers, I don't know if you know this, but Tony was the Democrat, said the allegations leveled by Bob Donhall, D-O-H-N-A-L, Donhall, who writes the Wisconsin Conservative Digest and host an annual political rally in Wauwatosa are false. He claims he never said it, right, Don?
Michael's
attorney said in the complaint that Donald has been aggressively spreading false and malicious lies for the past 6 months, concocting a story that Michaels or his aides promised to pay Donald $100,000 to hold political rallies and then use those falsehoods as the basis for filing an illegitimate legal grievance with the government bureaucracy responsible for investigating alleged campaign violations. So Donald struck first blood, just so you know. Donald filed the allegation and then made public statements, and now he's getting sued for defamation, Dom. Donald campaigned for Michaels during the midterm elections, but quickly soured on the Michaels campaign after the election and has sent several emails to reporters and prominent conservatives alleging Michaels promised to pay him $100,000 to hold events for him and was never paid. Where's my money? Donald also said he filed a complaint against Michaels at the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. Why have I taken on the billionaire Tim Michaels organization over their campaign? Because it was the worst campaign run in the last 100 years.
Oh, damn. That might be true.
The Michaels complaint is the greatest fiction and half-truths I've read in a pleading I have seen in the last 45 years of law. Now, Michael sued Donald after Donald refused to retract his statements about Michael. There's an S on the name, according to the lawsuit's complaint. In his filing, to the Elections Commission, Donald never itemized how he arrived at the $100,000 sum, nor did he produce any documentation establishing that the Michaels campaign agreed to hire him or contract with him. So he's just claiming it.
I mean, you know, it's so unfortunate to see the infighting going on both the state and federal level with these Republicans and their activists. There's seemingly some soul searching going on.
844-967-2789. I hope Dave from Mequon doesn't sue me for defamation or libel, because I'm jumping him in line. When Earl Ingram calls in, he's first. He's tops in the queue. How you doing, Earl?
Hey, Earl.
I'm doing fine, dumb and crude man. You know, while we're hearing all of the joy and excitement from Republicans about how great a deal this is, I'm like you guys. You know, number one, to give money to schools that are teaching religion, and for people to somehow think that's okay.
Thank you, Mark. I'm on the phone.
And for people to somehow think that's okay, and that's never been a problem, it's acceptable. To me, it's still not acceptable. It never will be. And the fact that this was the only way that this was going to get, that this was ever going to get ramrodded through, is still unacceptable to me, guys. I'm happy that Governor Evers, to his credit, has been able to make this thing, you know, happen, but at the expense of now an additional $3,000 per student for charter schools or high school students is still not acceptable to me.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, Earl.
Public education. Guys, they're destroying public education before our eyes, and it's being done, by government taxes. And I don't care what anybody says. Man, that's never acceptable.
Any other thoughts, Earl?
No, I did, but Jamari is taking them away.
You know, all our kids do that occasionally to us, Earl.
Right. I'll keep listening.
All right. Thanks, Earl. Always love to hear from you, man. And it is. I mean, that's obviously the downside of this whole thing. You look at what the Republicans have been doing and continue to do in their battle against public education. Well, here you go, man. $1,000 for what, K-8, and $3,000 increase. These are increases. $9,000 to $12,000. To subsidize religious education, indoctrination. I don't know what religion are they teaching. Is the Earth 6,000 years old or is it not? That's exactly what's going on, Earl. And I'm with you, brother. That's very concerning, to say the least.
Once upon a time, I challenged Governor Tony Evers before he had been elected governor. He was the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction at that time. I challenged him to make a deal with the voucher schools, effectively use that as a point of leverage. However, I thought he'd be reducing the expenditures, you know, cutting the budget, cutting the bloated double expenditure the state of Wisconsin incurs, because we promised you a public school system, but Republicans are throwing in a private funded school system, well, funded by the public taxpayer dollars. And of course, Dom takes issue with the fact that God might be involved. Come back with us. Make a deal with the devil. 844-96-PARTY.
I'd like to make some of the money back that I spent, and spent a lot of it.
The art of the deal!
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. ABC News has learned the Justice Department sent former President Trump a target letter indicating he's the subject of a grand jury investigation in his alleged mishandling of classified documents. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Miami.
He says that he has not been told that an indictment is imminent, but he didn't say one way or the other whether he had actually received the target letter. But by now, it's almost immaterial. There are signs that the special counsel, Jack Smith, has been winding down his investigation into the handling of classified material that was discovered at Mar-a-Lago and may well be ready to make charging decisions involving Trump and possibly others.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak met today at the White House and reaffirmed support for Ukraine. Both also pledged to address the climate crisis. Joran van der Sloot has landed in the U.S. to face extortion charges related to the disappearance and death of Natalie Holloway. This is ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. A test well in the town of Campbell was free of PFAS contamination after recent testing. The town's drinking water has previously tested for unsafe levels of PFAS in La Crosse County. The test well was drilled below current wells, and an engineering firm said the cost to drill larger wells for the town to use would be about $500,000. The town plans to seek grants and work with the DNR to see if they can add a new, deeper well for its drinking water supply. Over a quarter of Wisconsin is experiencing drought, according to the USDA. That includes nearly all of Polk County and neighboring counties in northwestern Wisconsin and areas south of I-90 in southwestern Wisconsin. According to the National Drought Monitor, over 88% of Wisconsin is abnormally dry, while just over 25% is in moderate drought. The National Weather Service says that over the next 6 to 10 days, the state will see continued above average temperatures and below normal precipitation. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Money. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. It means we're creeping towards the weekend. Friday Eve. Your calls always welcome here. We'll spare you the grievances till tomorrow. We'll save them up, lay them out on Friday. But today's show, not a grievance. We got two fine guests, Bill Press, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devils, and Jim Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Morning Cannolis. Got a packed Jim 5 o'clock hour. Stick around for that. And we got some phone callers. I'll try to make good on the earlier promise. Now, Dave, because no one better is called, you are top of the list. Dave from Equine, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, guys. Well, you know, Earl, what do you say with Earl? I love Earl. I've known Earl for quite a long time, but boy, sometimes he's a big pessimist. when you have a 20% increase in shared revenue for every city in the state,
except Milwaukee. Milwaukee doesn't get as much.
Well, Milwaukee, though, is going to be getting their share and then some on, obviously, with the sales tax end of things. And I do see, you know, the fact is this, is that the city of Milwaukee, listen, have the RNC next year. Everybody that's coming into town, they're going to be paying all that extra money for the sales tax, which will benefit the city pension system, which is a good thing.
I'm not sure that there's enough money there to make a tremendous difference, Dave. Both Dominic and I were in Cleveland for the RNC when Donald Trump was nominated. We were at the Quicken Loans Center. We were above the balloons. When you're north of the balloons when they drop, you know you got some bad seats. Sure. But we were technically in the room. But as near as we could tell, I mean, we kept them busy at the Winkin' Lizard there in Cleveland, just outside the green zone. Mm-hmm. But as near as we could tell, they weren't doing a lot of commerce, and there was certain disappointment in the service trades. The only ones reportedly that were doing really, really good, and I suspect they won't pay the 5.9% sales tax or whatever it is by that time, the male gay hookers were doing really well in Cleveland during the RNC, reportedly.
That was being reported, yes. Dave, let me ask you if I can... I'll let Earl speak for himself, but my position, way the Republicans have continually gone after public education now with this deal, increasing the payout to call them religious schools by $3,000 from $9,000 to $12,000 for quote unquote education.
Yeah, enormous.
Are you fine with religious education being subsidized by public tax dollars, Dave? And if you are you fine with it for all religions?
I'm fine with all religions. At the end of the day,
I got a Sharia school down the block. I'd like to sell you, Dave. You wouldn't be down for all religions. Don't.
That's what I'm saying. So you support? I want to be clear. You support the government tax dollars, our tax dollars being supported to what? Subsidize a Sharia school. You're fine with that.
As long as the kids are getting a good education, at the end of the day, I don't have a problem.
Well, the male kids might. The females might get a whole differing education, but that happens in some of the Handmaid's Tale style schools. I think that, some of the Christian-based schools also see, you know, the male as sort of the dominant figure and the female as being subservient.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen, each religion
supported with your tax dollars, Dave.
Well, at the end of the day, again, if the kids are getting a good education,
what if they're not?
I mean,
what if we define a good education, Dave?
I mean, is it a good education when your religion class tells you the Earth is 6,000 years old, but your science class tells you something very different?
I'm going to have to punt on that
You're using a very extreme case there, but at the end of the day,
well, it's creation versus evolution, dude. It's science versus religion, and the question is what's appropriate to teach the kids in school with the taxpayers' dollars?
Right.
I can tell you is that the education at the public schools, even within the increases that we've had, it has not worked. It has not worked in the public sector. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there, in this budget, which you guys didn't point out, there's a separate $100 million to get kids to read a lot better in this state. And so you have that money going in there, along with all the other money, along with public education and religious schools. There's a lot of money that's going to try to help kids get, hopefully, better reading skills.
Dave, I am encouraged.
Skills, all that stuff.
I am encouraged by the deal made between Evers, LeMahieu, and Voss, the Democratic leader and the two legislative Republican leaders. But I would point out, Tony Evers was the co-chair of the Read to Lead board with former Governor Scott Walker. That was the last solution offered to bring the kids up to reading level here in the state of Wisconsin. DPI chair, Democrat, Republican governor, partnered in a board that never met. I'm less than encouraged. I'm a little skeptical that $100 million, I know that seems like a lot of money, Dave, but color me skeptical. You know, that's going to take a bigger commitment.
If you're skeptical, you're skeptical. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is the way I look at it. I think everybody didn't get what they all wanted. That's for sure. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of people did get what they wanted as well. I know it doesn't make any sense, but it was a lot of negotiating as far as, you know, there's a lot of money at stake. But at the end of the day, the city of Milwaukee's pension system is not going to be in a fiscal cliff. The police and fire departments are going to be fine. The smaller rural communities are going to start seeing some shared additional money coming in to help their particular areas. This was, I think, overall, the bigger slice of it is that this is good for, I think, for a lot of people.
Dave, I agree with you for a change. What's going on? Something's wrong in the world.
Bipartisanship deal making where everybody gets a little bit less than they all wanted. Success?
Can't always get what you want, but you find sometimes.
You get what you need.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. How you doing, Karina?
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. Hi. Well, two things about the budgeting and the whole school education and stuff. Well, this is what I think that has to be done, and it has to be done by Democrats, because Republicans constantly mixing around the factor that the government and the church is separated. I refuse to pay for any religious school out of my taxes. I refuse to pay more taxes for the stuff I already paying for. So you don't give Milwaukee money. You want to be Milwaukee most attraction in Wisconsin state. We have to afford all the arts, all the sports, all the education, and everything in between. Give money to the state. And instead of, in return, we have only $47 on the dollar. And now we have to pay more for taxes if we want more money.
I'm going to cut you short, Karina, only because I heard you got a small factual error, and I hate to correct you. But I think you said 47 cents back on the dollar. I think Milwaukee was getting about 67 cents back on the dollar. Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee, meaning of the tax dollars being extracted for state taxes, for dollars being expended in Milwaukee, they send a buck to Madison, they get 67 cents back. Now, if we understand, and I'm not going to claim I understand the comprehensive math, this is a new deal. We just read the reporting thereof. But even if you added 15% back on, my math says you're at, what, 82 cents on the dollar? Milwaukee is still going to be funding and a financial driver for the state of Wisconsin. It continues
subsidizing those other counties and cities that take more than they give.
And Dave, additionally, and it was towards the end of Dave's call, Dave said, well, you know, they'll buttress up the pension system in Milwaukee. Well, specifically, Robin Voss made clear that's not part of the deal. You cannot use that money to buttress up, you know, woke expenditures like diversity, equality, the pension system, and
the streetcar.
No, I think mass the transit. System,
I'm not clear. I'm under the impression that they can. The pension system is for primarily police and fire. That's a big nut to crack here financially. And that's my impression is that they can use that. They must use it for those kinds of things, along with, you know, actual operational costs, new cops on the street. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going down the line. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, Me, Mark on the sack there?
That's you. What's up?
Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I did that. I think it's, I agree with Dom on the whole, you know, subsidizing religious education in the school. I think it is a violation of the establishment clause. And, you know, when these churches are engaged in politics and don't pay property taxes on their facilities in violation of the, I think the agreement that they didn't have to pay property taxes, that's another burn to my blanket on that thing. And they're attacking the public schools for the lack of reading skills that kids are developing, that, that's a societal issue right there. That I developed a love of reading very young. That so I was reading above grade level when I was back in grade school.
Hooked on phonics work for Mark.
Well, it wasn't hooked on phonics. It was my mother reading to us every night and having all kinds of books around the house when I was growing up as a kid, and my folks kicking in that I could buy a few books at the Scholastic Book Club when I was in school.
Not everybody grows up like that, right, Mark?
Yeah,
and that's
would Pizza Hut give you a free pan pizza, the little single, the little tiny, you know, like bagel sized pan pizza, if you read like 10 or 20 books over the course of the summer? You remember qualifying to get the little personal pan pizza from the Hut?
I don't think they had that program up where I was at.
That was a while ago, Mark.
Mark, my active reading as a young person is part of the reason why I'm chubby now.
Why?
Because I ate so many of those single
pizzas,
bagel sized. Yeah, man. They were,
I don't remember
they were the bee's knees when we were kids.
I do recall my parents made me and my elder siblings.
By getting rid of the TV?
In the summer, yeah. So the switch broke on the TV when I was a kid, and so we didn't have a TV for years and years, which is certainly, you know, socially awkward when you have kids coming over or you have an assignment to watch the news for this or that and whatever the case may be. So you know, I had to go to the neighbor's house to watch their TV. But during the summertime, my parents were, you know, they were sticklers. You got to keep reading. You got to read. You got to read. We had to do book reports all during the summer. We had to read a book and you know, give our parents literally write down and write a book report. That sucked, but I can appreciate it now. And to Mark's point, you know, you grow up in a situation where that's the priority and there's books around, lots of books, encyclopedias, like all sorts of books, anything you want, we had access to. Well, you know, there's a lot of folks in this world that don't have access to those kinds of things. A lot of folks are struggling to get by. And when you're a kid and you're going to school, you're hungry or sick or whatever the case may be, you know, just reading and excelling in those situations, you know, coming out of something that's maybe traumatic or less than fulfilling as a child can be complicated, can have an impact on the learning environment. And I think to Mark's point, that's something that no matter what you do, you put that kid in a voucher school, they're going to have the same kind of issues.
Dom, you're either a World Book kid, a Britannica kid.
Britannica.
I was World Book. See, that's why I have much more comprehensive knowledge of most topics than you. Or, you know, option number three, of course. The Bible.
Don't forget Mad Magazine, man.
It's all in the good book. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your calls next. 844-96-PARTY.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 50 tonight under partly cloudy skies. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 59. Upper 70s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines before our guests hit us up. Bill Press coming at 5 o'clock and James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to hit us at 5:30. So join us now, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, a quick sports update. Brewers lost today, 6-3 to the Baltimore Orioles. They'd been on a hot streak. They'd won like three straight before today. And Jesse Pikeholst, I heard him winning some tickets. I see his social media post. And my thought is, jinx, you jinxed him, Jesse. I blame you.
Because he posted during the game? What, you're not supposed to do that? What are you talking about?
No, just because they lost today. They've been on a little hot streak, and he used the civic media tickets, and they lost. Jinx, I blame Jesse.
No, come on, man.
I don't really blame Jesse. You know, when I say it on the radio, Jesse's a good guy. He's one of our friends from Solidarity Realty. You know, there is a alternative, Dom. I'm here in the Solidarity Realty studios in Madison. That's why I bring it up. And one other little hometown backyard, don't Dom, little point of pride. The Wisconsin Badger football team. And did I mention we play out the Wisconsin Badger football team across four markets here in the great state of Wisconsin, including our shiny new one, WRJN, will be our Badger affiliate in the southern Milwaukee Metro. We got Lake Air up in Amory, WLAK. We got WFHR, our north central Wisconsin. We are like the powerhouse Badgers station up there. And, of course, our friends at WRCE Radio from the center, all our Badger affiliates. Well, here's something you can all take pride in. The University of Wisconsin football team last season ranked number one in the nation academically. That should be a point of pride, right? Here's a little. Yeah.
Did they win the Rose Bowl, man?
Here's a little point of coverage. The Wisconsin Badger football team finished as the top academic program in the nation this last season. The Badgers ranked number one out of all FBS schools in the academic progress rate, APR, scoring a 996. I assume that's very good. APR tracks the progress of student-athletes through a team-based metric that accounts for eligibility and retention of each student-athlete for each academic term. UW-Madison is recognized as one of the top public research universities in the country, and athletes are clearly taking advantage of the resources off the field. A lot of credit needs to be given to the former head coaches. And there were two former head coaches last year, right? You got Paul Christ, who started the season as the head coach, and then he got canned. And then Jim Leonard and his staff, they were the interim staff. So clearly, academic success was not the metric.
No. That is not. Win, 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 and win.
Despite the fact that they went through two head coaches last year, the UW Badger football team was the top academic school in the nation. By the way, new head coach, Luke
Fickell. Is there a trophy for the top football academic players in the nation? Is there a thing for that?
there, I want to say, I forget what the bowl is, but there is something for the top performing athletic program in the nation. Like if you're combined athletics across all your sports, there's some sort of bowl for that. I'm not sure if they actually, you know, acknowledge academics and big time college football so much anymore.
I mean, good. And that's the thing. These aren't kids. These are adults, you know. So
they're kids, man, they're kids.
Come on. No, they're not. They can get drafted. You know what I'm saying? They have to pay taxes. They're live. They go to a trial. They're charged as adults. I mean, they're adults, man. They're young adults, but they're still adults.
Yes. Legally, they're of the age of consent for certain things, but a lot of things they could not do. I defy you to find a Badger football player who could rent a car right now. Yeah. What kind of freedom do you really have in this,
this
world?
This is what I'm talking about.
Can't
right?
get on the highway. So anyways, congratulations to the UW football program for their academic success. And hopefully for Luke Fickell's sake, you know, they'll do better on the football field.
Oh, yes. I mean, you got to assume they should be able to study those plays really good. They have the mindset for it. Now you got to translate that into physical activity and execution and excellence.
I look forward to going to a couple games this year. I did get the call season ticket. You know, they tried to sell me some. I said, you must have mistaken me for the boss man, Sage. Like,
right, call that guy.
He might get some season tickets, but I don't have any season tickets. I will be listening to the Badger games on the radio or the stream because we are allowed to stream the Badger games. So WRJN in Milwaukee can be your stream station for the Badgers. Badger football, Badger basketball, Badger hockey, and women's basketball. We've made a commitment to broadcast some of their games as well.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Bill Press coming up
at
the 5
o'clock. I thought we were Sports Talk Live.
Let's get there briefly. I want to get, we only have a couple minutes left in the segment. Crudy, Live Golf and PGA.
Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump made that
LIV
deal behind
and PGA.
The...
What's your thought there, Crudy?
Oh, as corrupt as it gets.
Yeah, baby.
I mean, the Saudis just bought themselves professional golf. And for all the fools that stayed with the original tour, because, you know, this was untoward, this intrusion of the Saudis. And let's not forget, Donald Trump literally crashed the USFL, bankrupted the New Jersey Generals, bankrupted the USFL. Singularly, that guy did, through an antitrust suit against the NFL. You know, they put all their eggs in a litigation basket, and it crashed, as did the USFL. Thank you, Donald Trump. Well, I think somewhere behind the scenes, I mean, what's the point of connection here? Trump, golf, the Saudis. I think Donald Trump, and I made this prediction earlier, Donald Trump may literally also wreck professional golf.
in the same manner that he wrecked the USFL.
Absolutely. His involvement, you know, he's got like the reverse Midas touch. Whatever he touches turns to bankruptcy. Turns to chapter 11.
Yeah, but the bone saw and the Saudis, they got lots of money, man. They got lots and lots of money, and people are taken and taken and taken. Are you going to, number one, do you watch golf? And are you going to continue to watch golf knowing that it's owned by, you know, a murderer?
You know, it was funny, like a week and a half ago, the PGA said we would never go to a Donald Trump course for like the U.S. Open. You know, it's a traveling course, never going to a Trump course. And then like a week later, the Saudis buy it up. Well, you know, he's in bed with the Saudis. Trump was part of the LIV. Apparently, at least, must have gotten some sponsorship money. You know, he's not doing it nothing for nothing, right? So it is my thought that Donald Trump sort of backdoored so he can host some LIV/PGA championships. Come back with us. The finest guest, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates, Bill Press. He joins us. It'll be a happier, happy hour. Jim Santella as well, former U.S. attorney. You're going to want to stick around.
The
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.